This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Actually, I took a short road trip today out to Portland, Maine. Had not yet been to Maine.
Portland's a nice, neat city.
Yeah, I guess. It's a city, like other cities, I guess. And what was interesting, I just want a quick highlight. I didn't know that fireworks were illegal in Maine, but when you cross the border into Maine, there's a big road sign informing you of such. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's nice.
Really nice.
Put your guns away and your fireworks. You better leave them at the border there and God knows what else.
Just makes me be glad to be here in New Hampshire, where we actually have a smidgen more freedom than most places. And hopefully that'll be on the increase soon. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. It's the point of the show. Starting with the amp line, we go to Rod in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say that I read your letter today, Ian, that you published and put on freekeen.com. Forgiving the bureaucrat who started the ball rolling and ended up with you being sentenced.
Right, this is the woman that snitched me out for the couch in the yard.
Yeah, that's right. And
I forgave her.
You did. And I just wanted to say that that just showed a lot of character. I know you guys like to banter back and forth about, sometimes those other guys are saying you're a little bit too rammy with your ideas. But that showed a lot of heart, and it showed that libertarians can be strong in their convictions, but also above everything, value the community aspect of things voluntarily, that we all are living together, and freedom is the best way to live. And it's a lot of times just about the attitude people have. I always watch myself because it's so easy for me to start arguing with people, about things. And, to do that. So anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for doing that. It's great ammunition to say, hey, libertarians aren't about tearing down the structure. They're about building a freer, better and society, and this is what it looks like,
Great point, because I had, certainly there are always critics of anything that you do, and the more visible you are, the more critics you have. But with this particular case, going and deciding to forgive this young lady instead of going and taking another step and increasing conflict or going and somehow harassing her or whatever, I have no interest in doing that. However, I do understand where you're coming from. It's like that's kind of the natural response is when someone initiates aggression, you want to sort of come back around and do something and get them back. And it's kind of easy to fall into that trap. And I think that people just need to take a step back and say, well, what is it that we really want here? We want peace and harmony with our neighbors. So be the change you wish to see in the world and be peaceful and be harmonious. And if they still come and attack you, then, continue being the better person. Continue turning the other cheek and being harmonious. And hopefully more people will see that and they'll come to understand who the real dangerous people are out there.
Thanks, dude.
Good hearing from you.
Thanks a lot, Ian.
Yep, thanks.
There was somebody who posted a comment to that, by the way. I was reading it, who kind of speculated that, well, how do we know that Ian would have taken the couch away if she had come to him directly? And I tell you, I've known you for long enough to really believe, seriously, with all my every fiber of my being, that you would have done that. You would have taken it off. You would have taken it out of your yard if she had come up and just said, hey, why don't you get rid of that thing? I think it could have been handled differently.
I think so, too. And that's all I was looking really for throughout this entire thing. They wanted to apparently flex their muscle and show exactly how dangerous they were and that they didn't care about the questions that I might have or any of the things that I was attempting to do. And they successfully showed that. Unfortunately, they didn't send the message that they thought they sent. I don't know what message they were trying to send, but the one they sent probably wasn't what they were intending, because now more people have seen what's going on up here, and I think a lot more people are interested in moving specifically here to the Keene area as a result of that. So hopefully that'll increase the amount of incoming liberty activists that we have coming to this area of New Hampshire. For those of you just tuning in, the Free State Project is active here in New Hampshire, and more people, liberty activists, are always coming here, coming to New Hampshire. They're moving here all the time. We'll talk more about it later, but hopefully this will direct a few more over this way, and I believe it has, based on some of the comments I've seen.
you know, I'm interested. I don't know. I'm not willing to say that this is what happened, but I'm kind of developing a conspiracy theory here. It seems just too darn convenient that the gal that snitched on you,
Michaela Engert, city planner.
She's the city planner, right?
Yes.
It just seems all too suspicious, and it does seem like you were targeted to me, and I don't know if it was a citywide or just a few bureaucrats or just Michaela, or whether she did it by accident. I don't know that.
Yeah, maybe it was that she just happened to pass by. Total coincidence.
It could very well be. But
she is a new mover. I mean, she lives in a very, very new part of this neighborhood.
Yep.
So
I looked at those houses.
Those condos are for sale right now.
Yeah, I was looking at them when the first one was being built.
You know, it seems to me that this has been building up for a while, though, and I must address this because I think that we can handle our activism better at times. I'll give an example. There was a post on there about, it must have been a month or two ago, about Judge Burke backing down,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I when I saw that, I thought, you know, I don't know if I would have put it that way. I think I would have put it maybe Judge Burke obeyed the Constitution or made it more positive, because it's kind of like when you're going, let's say you're on a football team and you're going to the Super Bowl. The coach always tells you, don't shoot off your mouth about the other team this last week, because they're going to put it up on the bulletin board and they're going to get you. It's going to fire them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept seeing that thing on a bulletin board somewhere in the bowels of the Keene municipal court system, you know. And maybe Judge Burke was actually getting some pressure from his colleagues. Like, you're going to take that from him. You know how guys get together and say, you take that from him. Come on. And so I think that you got to be careful how you
That may have been a bit of a macho flash, suppose, but I couldn't think of any better way to put it.
Yeah, was it you?
Yeah, it was
me. Okay. So I'm just saying, you got to be careful about that, and I think you have to be more respectful and courteous in your activism.
It's hard to be respectful to a man that throws people in prison cells for consensual crimes. It really is
hard. But he was doing something good there.
He
rather than saying back down, I think I would have said, you know, did his job properly or something positive, because you want to you're trying to encourage the behavior that you want. So you actually made him wrong almost for behaving the way you want. You follow me?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And somebody had actually initially critiqued me on that, and I agreed with it at that time, but the damage was essentially done. So I'll work on that.
But you know what? The political activism, the so-called agitation, it can be good as long as you don't go too far with it, as long as you know where to draw the line. Because you want to raise public awareness to these things, but you don't want to make them say, "Oh, it's them again." You know, you want to connect with people. You want to make people realize what they're doing that's harming society.
Well, I'm going to meet with the prosecutor either later this week, maybe early next week, to talk about this upcoming Freedom Fest case, where they're coming after myself and Toby from Free Minds TV for allegedly being the sponsors and somehow that making us responsible for the Freedom Fest. Number one, we weren't sponsors of Freedom Fest, and we were not responsible for Freedom Fest other than bringing ourselves to it. So we're going to be going back to the very same court, and so I'm going to talk to the prosecutor and ask him some questions about this. Like, you know, look, why don't you just make this go away? You know, what's it going to take to make this go away? Because all you're really doing here, man, is you're going to encourage people to come out this way. This is going to turn into a circus. And there could be a lot of people there that are interested in doing civil disobedience right there in the courtroom. Now that the judge has decided to crack down on the people that stay seated, there may be more people coming as a result of that to participate in just that. So the one of the ways they can prevent that from happening is to just make this go away.
Right.
I don't know what the best way to broach that particular subject with him is going to be. I'm not sure. I mean, he seems like an okay guy. I don't really know too much about him, but I mean, he does an evil job. He's putting people behind bars. So it can be really, really difficult to treat people like that as human beings. It's a challenge.
Sure.
I mean, I do my best to do that, and that's why I'm trying to sit down with these people and show them that, hey, you know, I'm not a scary criminal or anything like that. So,
you know, but these people, I think right now is probably the first time that anyone's ever brought this to their attention. Like judges, they think they're doing a good thing. They're trying to help society. They're trying to make sure the dangerous people are put away into jail if they are dangerous. But the problem is you get mission creep over time, where they start doing things that maybe they weren't intended to do originally. So a lot of these nonviolent crimes, these victimless crimes, are getting prosecuted because they get lumped in with all the other really dangerous people. And that can happen over time. People just don't always see the mission creep of what they're doing.
Well, hopefully we'll make it clear that there's a clear delineation between those who would do violence and those who would harm others and those who are peaceful individuals just acting on a consensual, voluntary basis, and that the state people, the government people, get some fallout when they come after the harmless people, especially the activists. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV NewsWatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sex with the Virgin Mary. She has waited long enough, and Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com, or just go to sexwithavirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on the Free Talk Live podcast coming up this Saturday, the 22nd. Again, that's sexwithavirginmary.com. 800-259-9231. We go to Tom in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, guess where I was last night?
Hell. Strip club.
Jail.
I was at, no, not quite, Tap Room Tuesday.
Excellent.
Okay, this is one of the events that attracts, hold on a second, we've got to tell people what that is, Tom. Tap Room Tuesday is an event here in New Hampshire in the Manchester area that attracts a lot of liberty activists. A lot of Free Staters will attend that. Of course, those are the people I mentioned earlier. They're all moving here as a part of the Free State Project to get active for liberty. So it's a big bar full of liberty activists all hanging out, socializing and planning and plotting and things like that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it's a great place to meet up with Free Staters and libertarian-type people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's easy enough to find out where Tap Room Tuesday is, even though I can't exactly call up a radio talk show and give a free ad for a particular business or anything. But, you know, people get into, the Free State Project and check it out, and they'll find out where it is. And I think people can figure out that it's on Tuesdays, okay? So
okay.
And that's where they would go. And one poor lady has to leave and go back home to Missouri because she misses her family.
Oh, that's sad. Sad when that happens.
I do have some good news, though. You know how, like, those cops got away with what they did to you on Friday?
You mean the bailiffs, the people in the courtroom essentially railroading me into a jail cell?
The cops, actually, were the ones that cuffed you.
Yeah, was it the cops? I thought, okay, it was the sheriff. I guess those are technically cops, so yeah.
Yeah. So, today, in Indiana Township, Pennsylvania, an FBI goon that was trying to serve a drug warrant, alleged drug dealer fought back like a man to defend himself. The voters didn't defend liberty very well with ballots this election, but he decided to defend liberty with bullets. The Second Amendment was not written for sportsmen, and that was all for that agent.
What happened to the guy, Tom?
I believe he's in the hospital, and then next thing I know, he wound up. I've got some noise on this end here, but he wound up getting arrested.
Yeah,
and,
shocked.
Yeah, well. That's what happens when humans kill cops and then don't die in the shootout. See, if he died in the shootout, he'd go straight to heaven because resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Thank you, Tom, for the
what
call
about
tonight.
The virgins?
Appreciate hearing from you.
No virgins?
800-259-9231. Always have to throw a disclaimer in after that guy. Not interested in coming anywhere near endorsing what he has to say. Violence is not the solution. It's just going to end up increasing the violence. And it goes back to what we were talking about in the first segment of the show, and that is, you know, rising above their level. I mean, that's what they do. They're the violent ones. They're the ones that initiate the conflict. They're the ones that are the aggressors. We should be the peaceful ones in response to that. And, I mean, if people did what Tom was suggesting that they do, and I know he's not really outright suggesting it, but roundabout sort of endorsing what that is. If people are doing that,
give him a holiday if he could.
Yeah, if people are doing that, then it's just going to result in the more dangerous kind of thuggish cops getting those jobs because they're going to want those kind of occurrences to happen, so they have the excuse to smash some heads in and kill some people. So it's going to just result in an increase in the violence of the state as it always has. As it always has. Violence begets violence, so we need to go in the other direction.
That's right. And we have to educate people that anarchy is really the cement that keeps society together. The voluntary interactions that we all create on a daily basis create the real order in society, not the
true
state.
We continue with your phone calls. Go to the amp line and an unscreened call. Who's this?
Hey, it's TSA George.
George, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, man. I was expecting to have been up there tonight or tomorrow night to co-host with Mark had you stayed in jail, you know.
Oh, really? That's nice of you.
Yeah. I figured, you know, hey, I had offered to clean the dishes. Like, if Julia let me sleep on the couch, I'd offer to do the dishes and take out the trash or something like that.
Awfully nice of you, George. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to post a question out there. You know, the kind of civil disobedience activism, the kind where you're willing to go to jail or to do what they, I was just wondering if that's really just, you know, should be done only by people who are single and unattached.
I think that's the ideal situation. I think that being single and unattached and not having children and relatively wealthy or wealthy enough to be able to sort of pay some bills up in advance and things like that, I think that would all be helpful at this stage in the game. I think we can expand that as time goes on. We've talked briefly about the upcoming activist fund that's going to be coming out to help support people that do non-cooperation and civil disobedience. I think that it can expand out to people that are maybe a little less wealthy, and that way the activist fund can help support, pay the bills and get things done while they're in jail, or maybe even couples, some of them would be willing to get involved in stuff like this if they knew things would be taken care of.
As it stands right now, basically you got to have nothing that they can take away from you and hold over you in order to really do that, you know, effectively, to where they can throw you in jail and be like, I don't care, I don't got a car payment or any other expense.
You'll likely care anyway, but I'd like to make the point that Lauren Canario is married, and as is Russell Canning.
But Jim is not. I mean, Lauren's husband is not a huge fan of what she's doing.
And not particularly, no.
Right.
Yeah, because with loved ones and homes and cars, you know, that's the weakness that, you know, the government exploits on.
Activists. And they know it. They know it. You're absolutely right, George. And I think that the Activist Fund can help sort of change that situation by giving people a little bit more cushion in their daily lives and the bills that they have to pay and helping people feel better.
And if you have a really high-paying job with benefits with the TSA, you won't want to do it either because you'll lose your job.
It ain't that high-paying job. I barely pull in 40.
That's pretty damn good. I mean, I guess the cost of living is a little higher up where you live, but...
The average...
What's the average American make? Like 20-something? 21? 22?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what average is.
I don't know
more
about
like
that.
30 grand, really. It's like probably the national average.
You seem to be doing a lot of globetrotting, George.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, every time I hear from you, you're in
Palm Beach. It took me it took me 4 years to rack up the miles to go to Australia right there, and that was a free thing. In which I was just, you know, like, using my airline credit card to pay for gas and then paying the bill at the end of the month. But, yeah, it took me 4 years to rack up the miles to go.
All right. It's a tough life at 40 grand a year. Thanks, George. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's not too shabby. 40 grand.
It's not terrible.
Especially as a single man with no kids.
And I remember what that, you know, I remember what it was like.
A single man.
I mean, I was doing pretty good. I had my own house,
right.
Couple cars.
Right. No kids.
Yep.
No, you know, George doesn't have kids.
No dogs.
I don't know if he doesn't have dogs.
I wouldn't do a dog.
Toll free number here. 800-259-9231. That's the other thing. I mean, even if you're a single activist and you've got a dog or a cat at home, that makes it very difficult to go out and do this sort of thing. So having somebody in the real world to sort of take care of those if you get in trouble could be pretty valuable and could increase the non-cooperative activist pool. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free. Enjoy them on us. And the features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that is listen.freetalklive.com.
Check out Bureau Crash's podcast, where your host, Zach Fix, provides an interesting, principled look at the issues. Listen in as we discuss activism, weaving Bureau Crash, and Zach, market alternatives to government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative, always pro-freedom at bureaucrash.com.
800-259-9231. So, you know what? We've been talking about the couch situation, and, of course, it's all about the tenants of mine that had a couch in their yard. The government came, threatened me, ended up throwing me in a jail cell because I tried to ask some questions and refused to answer some of their questions. Tried the non-cooperative route, and it ended up throwing me in, putting me in a jail cell. I think, overall, it was a win. Certainly, people will continue to debate that. Everybody's got their own opinion about what how it all came out and what it all meant. I think that, overall, though, it's going to result and more people coming here to New Hampshire, specifically Keene, getting active and getting active sooner rather than later. And I think that that is beneficial. I also think, or I hope at least, that the government bureaucrats here got themselves a little taste of what's to come. because when they took and took me and put me in a cell because of trying to ask questions and not answer them, when they threw me in a cell because of that, people got active. They started calling the jail. They called the court, the clerk of court, apparently quite a bit.
Called Talkback Saturday morning, too.
Right, they barraged
they took over the
phone.
Show.
Right, they barraged. No, I wouldn't say that.
What? Did you hear it?
I mean, I'm still going through the third hour. I think there's a lot of calls in the third hour. The first and second hours, I would not call a takeover.
Well, the first hour, they asked not to be taken. They asked, and I sent down the order to the minions if I have the ability to give such a thing. I said, please
careful,
don't call.
Mark,
until
they might target you next.
Right,
I think you're the ringleader here. But yes, the activists came out. They self-organized.
I am the Sinn Féin to your IRA, my friend.
They self-organized. They got active, and hopefully the sort of the backlash that came out of them arresting me helped them understand that maybe they should be a little more cautious about what they are doing and not necessarily be so blatantly tyrannical. At least that's what I hope the message is that they've gotten. And one of the things I suggested to Mr. Burke, the judge, in my letter to him, that was apparently one of the other things that really pissed him off. But one of the things I had suggested was that if he stopped hearing cases that didn't involve a victim, that he'd be a hero. And that people would, you know, he'd never see another activist sitting in his courtroom ever, because then he'd only be dealing with real criminals, people that were harming others, destroying property. And I said that he might be the first judge in, or maybe I made the declaration that he would be the first judge in American history to do something like that. Well, one of the things I love about our listeners here is they love to point out, you know, when we screw up. And I really appreciate knowing when I'm wrong. And boy, was I wrong about this. The judge here would not be the first judge. There was one. And he wrote a blog about his experience. How long do you think he lasted on the bench?
I can hardly imagine.
The story is from attorneyforfreedom.com, Mark J. Victor, Phoenix criminal attorney. This is his writing here. He says, I recall learning something about the painfully short half-life of certain chemical compounds in high school chemistry. Some of those little nasty little compounds expire in hours, minutes, or even a few short seconds. Several years after high school, I can now truly empathize with those ill-fated compounds. I've discovered that the half-life of a principled libertarian superior court judge on the criminal bench is about one half hour. After many years as a practicing criminal defense attorney, I decided to apply to become a judge on the Court of Appeals. Despite good credentials and numerous letters of recommendation from several respected judges and other accomplished people, I was not deemed worthy of an interview by the Appellate Court Selection Committee. It may have had something to do with the fact that I cited a need for intellectual diversity as a reason for wanting to become an appellate court judge, and used the term pro-freedom in my application. Perhaps I was doomed from the start. My application to become a superior court judge pro tem was lodged with visions of presiding over selected criminal jury trials. As a judge pro tem, I expected to have the luxury of picking and choosing my limited trial assignments. I was determined that determined neither to conceal nor to violate my principles. My application included a disclosure that I'm on the legal committee for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, as well as the fact that I co-founded the Freedom Summit. In addition, my application included my associations with the Foundation for Economic Education and the Future of Freedom Foundation, as well as Cato. You can see this is definitely a guy that gets the liberty idea. I was pleasantly surprised when my application was approved. And I was appointed for a one-year term as a superior court judge pro tem.
I'm surprised, too. I'm interested to where this story's going.
I was excited and eager to work hard to do justice. After 2 months of waiting for a criminal trial assignment on a non-victimless case, I inquired about obtaining such an assignment. I learned that the superior court's urgent need was for pro tem judges to cover the assortment of cases composing the pretrial calendar. I had refused countless opportunities to cover court calendars I believed would contain predominantly drug cases. On a day when the court was desperate for help, the court administration was agreeable to reassign a full-time judge and arrange a criminal court calendar I believed would not contain many drug cases. I agreed, but expected some nonviolent drug cases would be on my calendar. Determined to be honest and honorable, I decided to recuse myself on all drug-related cases. To avoid being accused of having secret or illegitimate motives, I drafted a detailed 6-page minute entry explaining the legal reasons underlying my anticipated recusal. I believe the parties had a right to know why I refused to hear their case. After all, the government, including judges, are supposed to be agents of the people, not masters. I can tell you that the judge in my case was not really acting as an agent of me, that's for sure. Anyway,
acting quite a bit like a master if he threw you in jail.
Yeah, when the when he says, when my first and last day as a judge arrived, I learned there were 7 drug cases on my calendar of 37 matters. I arranged for another judge to handle the 7 cases and offered to take several non-drug cases in exchange.
I don't quite understand why he would refuse to take the recuse himself from taking the cases. I mean, I understand.
Probably because he has sworn some sort of oath to obey the law, and the law says that they have to do certain things in drug cases, and so if he doesn't hear the case, then he doesn't have to obey the law. That would be my suggestion. I'm no legal expert here, and if you are, please call in.
Whatever the law means.
This is true, and that is certainly open to judicial interpretation in many cases. Whatever reason, he did not feel comfortable hearing those cases.
Understood.
It may have put him in a position that he did not relish. So he planned to recuse himself from the 7 drug cases and reassign them to the other judge to be heard that same day. Well, shortly after I began my court calendar, a friendly law enforcement officer arrived with several routine arrest warrants to be signed. All but one of the proposed arrest warrants were for
drug cases.
The other one was for a questionable gun case. I informed the law enforcement officer of my principled refusal to consider his warrants and sent him away. To my surprise, the officer informed me of his support before he left to seek out a more agreeable judge.
Wow.
Without my knowledge, the clerk emailed my recusal minute entry to a superior who forwarded it to the presiding criminal judge at the superior court. I soon found myself on the telephone with an angry judge who voiced his disagreement with my legal reasoning by referring to my minute entry as BS. And he used the full word, by the way. He ordered me not to issue my minute entry on any cases until after he consulted with the presiding judge of the superior court. He promised a quick call back. Back in the chambers, I informally explained to the prosecutor and defense attorney why I hesitated to call their drug case. While the defense attorney sat shocked, the prosecutor informed me of his unqualified support. I eventually decided to retake the bench and recuse myself. I stated on the record that I intended to disclose my reasons for recusal in a detailed minute entry. The cranky presiding criminal law judge soon called back and informed me he was not happy with my performance. I was fired and told to leave immediately. Before I left, the clerk who initially emailed her supervisor with my minute entry privately told me of her unqualified support for my position.
So why'd she email the snitch letter there?
Two other defense attorneys, I have no idea, also came back into chambers to voice their support. I walked out of court that day a bit disappointed, but with my principles firmly intact. While my judicial career was going up in flames, my good friend and guerrilla libertarian activist Ernie Hancock from ErnestHancock.com was driving over to the courthouse to see me wearing the black robe. I called Ernie and told him my judicial career was already over. Although neither of us predicted my lifespan as a judge would be long, his response was, "Already?" And what seemed like seconds later, the press was calling me for comment. There's a little bit more to this story. We'll share it with you here. The man who was a libertarian who was approved as a Superior Court judge and then fired within a half an hour of taking the bench. 1-800-259-9231. Is it possible to change the system from the inside? I don't know. We'll find out over time, I guess. Not looking good, though. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy.
Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You like the show, and you like, you'd like to support Free Talk Live? Well, we could use your vote. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com, cast a vote for this month's voting contest. It goes on all month long. We are normally the number one show. I believe we still are the number one show, which is good. How are we doing in the ratings?
We're up by over 50.
Over 50. Okay, so this will be the last time we ask for votes this month, unless all of a sudden the gap closes. So please head over to vote.freetalklive.com if you have not yet done so, and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It won't be sold or spammed, only used for verification purposes. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com and leave a comment if you feel like it. More on the way. Here with your calls, but just want to finish up this blog post from attorneyforfreedom.com telling the story of Mark J. Victor, or he's telling his own story, about his first and last day as a Superior Court Judge pro tem. Now, some have suggested that in our chat room that if he wasn't a pro tem, if he was like an elected judge instead of just a pro tem judge, it would have been a lot harder for them to get him off the bench. So they're suggesting that one of the reasons why he didn't last very long was because, well, the position itself was sort of a temporary thing anyway, so it was much more of a tenuous place to be, being a liberty-minded person. But nonetheless, he didn't last more than a half an hour on the bench until he was fired, and we continue his story here. He says that the next morning, I was news. The television, radio, and print media all did stories about the judge who was fired because he refused to hear drug cases. I received about 100 emails. Not one of them was negative. Many of the emails I received praised me for having integrity. I also learned that within hours of my firing, the presiding justice of the Arizona Supreme Court issued an order rescinding my appointment as a judge pro tem. The Supreme Court's order stated in relevant part, quote, having expressly declared his inability to be impartial in the application of the law and the disposition of cases before him, unquote. I found this language curious, as I had not declared any inability to be impartial. Moreover, the Supreme Court's order appeared as if I had issues with all laws, as there was no mention of drug cases specifically, nor any connection with my reasons for recusal. About a week later, an editorial writer from a major local newspaper showed up to interview me. He was shocked to learn that there was a much bigger principle involved than just the right to smoke pot. After my initial publicity waned, another local Superior Court Judge Pro Tem drove drunk and killed a 17-year-old high school student who was riding a bicycle. The professional, unbiased, fair, and balanced newspaper editorial staff writers at the Arizona Republic then published an editorial recklessly lumping me in with the other judge under the title, Two Bad Apples.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't my proudest moment, but I concluded some people would draw the fine distinction. Being unsatisfied merely that my unusually distinguished judicial career was over, the presiding judge of the Superior Court referred my conduct to the Commission on Judicial Conduct. Among other things, I was accused of acting in a manner which fails to promote public confidence in the integrity and impartiality of the judiciary. I was asked to formally respond to the judicial complaint against me. After reviewing the incident and my response, the Commission dismissed the presiding judge's complaint against me. So the harassment continued, and luckily it stopped at that particular level, but man, these guys had it out for him.
Mm. Well, just imagine if he goes into a courtroom now with one of these judges who maybe doesn't like him. He might not be representing his clients as well as he could be.
It's just an awful situation, and I'm sorry that I'm sorry that had to happen. I wonder how that would have been different in a place like New Hampshire. I mean, as we've talked about, all these liberty activists moving here, getting active for freedom, working in that direction, helping support the other activists in doing what they're doing. And if one of those activists happened to be a judge, whether he was moving here or not, maybe a New Hampshire native who happened to love liberty and was a judge and felt empowered by the fact that there were all these activists around, I just wonder how that could be different. I mean, if you had a bunch of activists hanging around looking for something to do, and then all of a sudden the state goes after one of the good guy judges, what could activists do in that particular case to help him out? Write letters, obviously. They could write letters to whatever commission is necessary to write letters to, and protest. Of course.
I don't know, but one thing I can tell you is that, with the activists that are here, that all these ideas get floated around. They get bounced off of each other on message boards and in person and places like Taproom, venues like Taproom Tuesday and Social Sundays. And the fact is, they'll come up with something very good. I don't know what.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like to encourage anybody else who's a judge to go in that same direction. And it'd be interesting to see also how it would affect
that's a threat.
An elected judge. What?
I said careful, that's a threat.
What's you're being facetious?
Yes, Mr. Burke said some silly stuff like you were threatening him by encouraging him to do just that.
Well, he also suggested that not only was that a threat, but the letter that I sent was that threatening, but he also suggested that apparently I undermined the very authority of the court all by myself.
Yeah, you undermined the court.
It says here that the behavior occurred in the presence of the court and openly threatened its orderly procedures. Defiance of a court, or essentially he refers to himself as the court here in this letter.
He is the court.
He's both the undersigned and the court in the letter as he writes this. And people can, when I write these sort of legal sounding notices of the government, they critique me. This just sounds as asinine, calling yourself the court. Very strange. And the way it's written. So the behavior occurred in the presence of the court and openly threatened its orderly procedures. Defiance of a court order, irrespective of whether one agrees with it, immediately imperils the administration of justice. The whole suggestion that justice was being administered that
day. Like the whole thing could be brought down around our heads because of you.
Yes.
Anarchy in the streets.
And I'm sorry, there was no justice being administered that day. There was no victim. There's no crime. If there's no crime, there's no victim, you don't have justice. You've got a show, and you've got a scam, but there's no justice. Anyway, he goes on. When some persons consider themselves immune to the application of court orders and defy those orders in the presence of others who abide by them, the very authority of the court is undermined. So it doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like it would take too much defiance to completely undermine their so-called authority.
So he says,
I don't think anybody would disagree with a judge or a court putting people away who are truly dangerous to society.
Who would disagree with that?
But, I've sat in courts before. I've been railroaded on motor vehicle charges before where even sometimes the cop lied, And I sit there and I can't help but thinking this is just like a shakedown assembly line here.
That's all it is. That's what they do. They bring people in who are less than knowledgeable about their rights, and they bring people in who are usually less than middle class, and they extract money from them. That's what this essentially the system is. Sit in on an arraignment and watch as it happens. It's like every person that comes up, they ring the cash register.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's all it is. Oh, DUI, okay, bing, you know, here you go. Spend this time in jail and you owe $1,000, and I'm just pulling numbers out of thin air, which is what they do. Got caught with marijuana, that'll be $400. Oh, you've got an open container, $200. Thanks very much. Okay, you can pay at the window. Oh, did you need to get on a payment plan? We'll be happy to put you on a payment plan. That's no problem at all. Just talk to the clerk outside there. They'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing business with the Keene District Court. And that's what it's all about.
It can be. Not always, but it can be.
Okay, yes, you're right, Wayne. There are some exceptions. Occasionally, they'll bring in somebody for domestic violence or something else that's actually involving a victim, but not very often. You know, you sit in those arraignments, and it's alcohol, and it's drugs, and it's traffic, and that's about it.
I sat down one time in a courtroom, and this lady sat down next to me, and the first thing she said to me was, "Wow, all these derelicts are really well behaved here."
Was she talking about the judge and the prosecutor?
She was talking about all the people in the courtroom about to go up for their cases.
So the toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So with the judge situation here, it's so frustrating. I mean, you wish there was more that you could do. And apparently Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has been digging into some alternative options. So instead of kind of taking the non-consenting approach, as I have attempted to do to much failure on Friday, obviously the New Hampshire Constitution not in effect, because the New Hampshire Constitution says that government's by the consent of the governed, and hey, I didn't consent. Tried to let them know that. They knew that because I sent them a notice in advance of the trial making it very clear that I don't consent. I tried to mention it in the court. They threw me in a jail cell. So clearly the non-consenting option, at least at this point of the game, isn't working out. So what is it that we can do? Well, is the other option to just go and beg the legislature to change things?
That's
certainly an option.
That's what they suggest.
But looks like Sam has been doing some research. Apparently, he just got done recently interviewing a man who's been having some success with this whole grand jury process of actually essentially bringing criminal charges against these people for doing what are essentially criminal acts. I mean, if you have no victim and they put you in a cage, they have committed kidnapping. It doesn't matter what they call it. Apparently, there is some way to actually use their system and the remedy that it provides, because the law apparently always has to have remedy, and everybody's supposed to be equal in front of the law, supposedly. We all know that that's not true either. But they supposedly have a remedy, which means some sort of process you can go through to make things right. And so he's been learning about that. I myself haven't really had time to dig into too much, but I know that he's working on a video that's going to, I think, be released here at some point. And, of course, he's working on selling his home down in Texas so he can come up here to New Hampshire and get active with that stuff up here. So there are a lot of things still in the works. Going to try different approaches here and see what works. And we would love to have you come up here and help us out. 800-259-9231 is the number here. Coming up, Mark, we're going to go across the other pond to Australia land, actually New Zealand. Specifically, and we'll talk about some of the activism going on over there. You can take control, bring up anything, hour two coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.